Friend, just keep on confessing who you are. The devil wants to define you by your habit. The devil wants to define you by your failures. Yeah, even the recent failure. The devil wants to define you by your sinful thoughts. But that's not who you are. You're still in a journey. But the fact is, you have been made the righteousness of God. The moment you are born again, you are born the righteousness of God. And you need to confess who you are. And when you confess that, who you are will overcome what you do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Always remember this principle. Who you are is your standing. What you do is your state. Sometimes you are depressed. Okay, sometimes you are sad. Sometimes you feel rebellious. You want to rebel. Sometimes you feel, you know, good. You want to do something good. But that is your state. Your state fluctuates. Your standing don't. Your standing remains forever. Who you are is the righteousness of God. That is your standing. Never, never judge your standing by your state. Your state fluctuates. It can be good, it can be bad another day. Okay, but your state doesn't define your who you are, your real person, your standing. That is permanent. Always judge your state by your standing. Look at your sin square in the eye. Don't deny it. Don't excuse it. Look at it and say, this is not who I am. I am not a resentful person. I'm not an angry person. I'm not a depressed person. I'm not a fearful person. This is not who I am. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Judge your state by your standing. Never let the devil tell you that you are your state, that your state defines you. Never judge your standing by your state. And this is something we need to remember every day. So once again, grace is supply. Law is demand. So why was the law given? It tells us, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. Wow. You don't hear that preached often in many seminaries. And it's just like they pass by this line very fast. Because many of us, if the truth was known, we don't fully understand this. And we are afraid to preach it because we might be misunderstood. Because we ourselves are misunderstanding this truth. The law entered that the offense, the sin, might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So we see where sin, pleonazo, where sin increased, the word there, abound for sin, is not the same as grace abounded. It's a different word. Again, two separate Greek words. Where sin abounds is the word pleonazo, which means you can quantify it, increase. It's actually the word for increase. Increase. Where sin increase. Now watch this. The other word for abound. Grace much more abound. This word here is hooper parousio. Parousio is already overflowing. Parousio is to fill your cup until the cup keeps on flowing, overflowing. Already that's the word for parousio. Parousio is more than increase. Increase you can quantify. Parousio, you cannot quantify. It is like the stars in the heaven. No one can count them. Amen. Except God. God telleth the number of the stars. It's like the dust, you know, in the ground. No one can count them. You know, things that you cannot quantify. This is what the word parousio is used for, and it's used for the idea of something overflowing. But then the word hooper in the Greek is added to the word parousio. Hooper, parousio. Now, hooper is where we get our English word today, hyper. So in other words, it's already overflowing. Parousio is already overflowing, but hooper is this. On top of it, it's added on top of it. On top of what? On top of the overflow. Wow. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So where sin increase? Location. Where sin increase? Look at your own life. Where sin increase? Where there was the greatest difficulty in that area, right? That is the area God's grace superabounds. Amen. Even in the area of weakness, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Right? God said that. My challenge has always been, even in secondary school, I would stutter, I would stammer for as long as I can remember. I'm always stuttering and stammering. And I mean, I can't even string a sentence together. Don't talk about, you know, standing up and giving a speech. So a teacher would come into the class and always make me stand up and make me read for the sheer joy of seeing my ears turn red and the girls in the class laughing. And I felt so, you know, I felt so ashamed of this weakness that I had. But when I got born again, I didn't know much about, you know, my inheritance in Christ. But I did tell the Lord whatever. And I felt pity for the Lord in the sense that I felt that He didn't get much when He saved me. I felt like He can't do much with me because of my stuttering. And I told Him, I stutter. I stutter a lot. And I don't think I can even share the gospel with the people you want me to share with. And I never dreamed that I'll be standing in the pulpit to share His word one day. But just to share with a friend, I don't think I can. I told the Lord. So you don't mind, Lord. I will serve you in other ways. But anyway, Lord, I said, I give you my whole life, plus my stuttering, plus my weakness. And the very area of my weakness, to define sin is actually falling short. The very area of my falling short, that's the area God's grace superabounds. And sometimes it superabounds. Man, I just want to go on and on and on. But don't worry, I have the time, the clock right in front of me, so I'm going to let you off. But I'm saying that the grace is so, you know, superabounding that many a times, you know, you just feel being borne along by another, the wonderful Holy Spirit. And I feel like that sometimes. And I know what this verse is saying. But if you preach like this, when people say, well, you're saying where sin increased, grace superabounds, you're encouraging people to sin. Now, that's a logical reasoning, right? That's a logical conclusion, but it's logical. It's from the human mind. It is not divine. It's not divine logic. It's not divine reasoning. Look at this verse. This verse is because of this verse, where sin abounded, grace abounded. I just feel like I want to just stop here and just tell you this. Look at the stories in the Bible. David had so many sons, more than 10 sons. But of all the sons, who did God choose? God chose the one from Bathsheba, Solomon, to become king. Where, of all the women, all the wives that David had, of all the sons that he had, more than 10, who is the one that God chose? The one who came from Bathsheba. Now, who is Bathsheba? The lady that David committed adultery with. Now, we are definitely not saying commit adultery and then grace will superabound. Neither is the Apostle Paul. But he's saying where there is sin and the sin increases, where? The location. Grace superabounds. It will look to the Lord. Instead of being downcast and looking at our sin and saying that our sin disqualifies us and there's no hope for our future, we look to the Lord. And that's what David did. Even though he sinned against God, right? He looked to the Lord. And you know what? From that woman, same woman, of all the sons, God chose Solomon to become king. Amen. Who was the one among the 12 disciples that denied knowing Jesus? Who was the one? With cursing and swearing, he denied he ever knew the Lord. Peter, 3 times he denied knowing the Lord. The same mouth that denied the Lord a few days later, because he turned to the Lord. Amen. God used that same mouth that denied him. Just a matter of days, God used that same mouth to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. And we have it written down in the book of Acts, his entire sermon. And the Bible says 3,000 people were saved. Hallelujah. That's the mouth of grace, people. Come on. Amen. When the law came on Mount Sinai, 3,000 people died. Now grace is being proclaimed where? At Mount Zion. When grace was proclaimed on the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit was given, not the law, the Spirit was given, what happened? 3,000 people were saved. The law kills, the Spirit gives life. Hallelujah. So instead of looking at your weakness as a minus in your life, and you wish that you never had this weakness, or you are feeling depressed over your weakness, or over your sins, sinful habits, you know, you have a sinful habit that you don't seem to be able to break. Have you ever rejoiced in the superabounding grace that covers the entire situation because you have that weakness, you have something that no one else had? That superabounding grace in that area. And if you receive that superabounding grace, your testimony will be such, you will glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And people say, are you sure that's the same girl that had that fears? She looks so bold today when she shared God's word. Are you sure the same man who was hooked on drugs? And we have so many testimonies of people, you know, partying and being addicted to drugs. I shared some of that the past few weeks and all that. And you can go to josephprince.com and our praise reports, you can read at your leisure. So many people bound in addictions, in sinful habits, especially pornography. Today, they are clean, hallelujah. They are sanctified. They have no desire even. And that's the testimony we keep on hearing, because true deliverance is not wanting something, but you are no more doing it. It is not even wanting it. Hallelujah.
This excerpt is brought to you by josephprince.com. To get the full message, visit josephprince.com.